Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It is 8:11 here in the downtown Coffeyville studios of KGGF. And joining us this morning, as she does every Tuesday morning, we have Lisa Wilson in studio. Lisa, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
Oh, my goodness, it is. It's great. 51. It's going to get up to the mid-70s again today. Going to be nice sunny skies today. So definitely looking forward to that. Some more beautiful weather here in the SEK. And but you got several different things going on in Independence, including a fun event near the end of the week, and we'll get to that here in just a second. But I do want to tell you that, or that you want to tell us that today, as it is every Tuesday, we still have the recycle location still open.
That's right. So we kind of have a combination here. Tuesdays are always community recycling day from 11 to 1. And I will mention again that the first Saturday of the month's collection days have been postponed until further notice. And during the collection times from 11 to 1 on every Tuesday, they're also accepting debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky items besides the regular recyclables that they accept. And I also want to mention that any household hazardous waste can be dropped off at the Montgomery County Household Hazardous Waste Department, and that's at 114 North Wald Street, and that's on the third Wednesday of the month from 8 to 3. So what will that would be last week was the third Wednesday, but you can also call them at 331-4139 to make arrangements for drop-off. So don't take your aerosol cans and your paint cans and your pesticides and insecticides, those kinds of things. We do not want to go to the sanitation yard. We want them to go to the Household Hazardous Waste Department for the county. So again, that number is 331-4139 if you have items like that that you need to get rid of. As I mentioned last week, we've been having this dumpster program that was rolled out a few weeks ago. And because there was such an enormous response to the dumpster program, the dumpsters were overflowing, trash was blowing in the air and everything because of the wind. And so Mike Passour came up with the great idea to just open up the sanitation yard every day, 7 days a week, from 8 to 2, and that'll be through May 22nd. So you have plenty of time to get everything cleaned up. So you can bring your large junk items, again, your debris for disposal. The sanitation yard's address is 21st and Maple, as I mentioned, for recyclables. It's the same location. The dumpsters will no longer be in the neighborhood, so don't go looking for those. Put everything in the back of your truck and take it to the sanitation yard, as I mentioned, 7 days a week from 8 to 2. It's open to residents that are within the city limits. No commercial waste, please. And again, no paint and oil and chemicals like that. All of that needs to go to the county. But automobile tires are being accepted, which is huge. We're very appreciative of the city taking that on. No tractor or implement tires, though, so don't bring any of those down there. City staff will be on site. It is monitored with cameras for safety. So we just encourage everyone, you know, as you mentioned just a minute ago, it's 51 degrees outside, to take advantage of the beautiful weather, kind of the stay-at-home order, and clean up your property, maybe help a neighbor clean up their property, and haul all of these things off to the sanitation yard.
And I know it's 7 days a week, but this weekend be the perfect time because it's going to be 70s on Saturday, 70 on Saturday and Sunday. So that's the perfect time to go.
It is.
It's not too hot, not too cold. Coming up now, this is pretty huge because I think this has to do with maybe people getting out. But the census 2020 has been extended to August 31st, correct?
That's right. No, October 31st.
October 31st. That's what I meant.
That's right. So according to what I have read, this has not happened since 1790. They have not changed their process for collecting U.S. census data. So but this 2020 is the year. So
2020 is different.
That's right. So they have, as you mentioned, they have extended it to October the 31st so that we can make sure we get accurate counts. I was reading the city newsletter draft. It's going to be released, I think, later this week. And so everyone will be receiving it in their mail. And they've initiated a little challenge. So Independence is challenging the other communities in our county. So that would be Coffeyville and Caney and Cherryville to see which community can achieve the highest percentage of census response. So just a little fun competition. And really, we're all going to win if we compete with each other and we work really hard to get our communities to fill out that census information. Then as Montgomery County, we're all going to win. So get out there, fill that out. It is incredibly important now more than ever with our current situation. You need to go to www.kansascounts.org, and that's where you can get more information and you can complete the questionnaire. Or you can call 844-330-2020. So those are important bits of information. Again, kansascounts.org and 844-330-2020 to get more information about the U.S. Census.
So very important to get that done. Brandon and I, we got ours done. So after you basically said, have you guys got this done yet?
That's
no.
Right.
The very next week, we were done. We'd had them done. So be sure that, again, like Lisa said, it's very, very important to get that done for our county and our municipalities. There's also lots of different ways to pay your water bill. There's a ton of different ways just by this list to pay your water bill.
Yes, I wanted to mention this because, of course, our city hall is, you know, closed to the public right now. And so there are many people that are needing additional information on how do I get things taken care of. And so the city put this out, and I wanted to share this with you. And this is how you can pay your water bill. So you can mail your payment using the little return envelope that comes with your bill. And basically, you have to put a stamp on it to take care of that option. You can drop it in the receptacle that's located at the original City Hall over on 6th Street or the temporary City Hall, which is where they're located right now at 811 West Laurel. So they have containers outside. You can just pull the lever and drop it in there. You can also pay online on the city's website, which is independenceks.gov. And the transaction fee has been waived for that right now. So if you like to pay things online, go ahead and do that and don't worry about any additional cost. You can also set up automatic monthly drafts, and the forms are available on the city's website. That's always helpful because then you don't have to worry about it. I enjoy automatic bank drafting. So if you're someone who likes that, be sure and sign up for that. Or you can pay your bill by phone by calling 620-332-2500. And typically there's a transaction fee for that, but they have waived that as well. So again, you can mail it in. You can drop it off at the City Hall, both on North 6th and the temporary City Hall on Laurel Street. You can pay online. You can set up automatic bank drafts, or you can pay over the phone. So five great options to take care of things like that.
Plenty of different ways to be able to pay your water bill. Lots of different options there for you to do that. And also, as Joe's dropping this, the City Commission meeting will be this Thursday at 5:30.
That's right. So we encourage everyone to stay informed about what's happening in the community. They will be live streaming the City Commission meeting. So as we know, we can't gather in groups of more than 10. So because by the time we have camera crews and city staff and all of our commissioners, we're right at 10. So we encourage everyone to go to all the Facebook pages. We'll be live streaming it. You'll be able to watch it. They'll also put it on YouTube so you can watch it later on. They'll put it on the cable access channel. So if you like to get your information that way, you can sure do that. And again, you can go on the city's website. You can check out their agenda so you know what's happening. And then you can jump on live stream and stay up to date with what's going on in the community regarding our city government.
And the cool thing is that I noticed last weekend, Connor let me know about this, or the last meeting is now that they have the sound now on the Facebook Live, sounds exactly like you would hear it on YouTube. It's nice, clean, loud, and clear. So it sounds really, really good this past up, because he watched it online last or whenever the last meeting was, and he says it sounded fantastic.
That's right, because Larry McHugh is the one who is behind the camera, and he made an investment on a piece of equipment that allows him to do that. So we're getting great clarity on our live
Absolutely.
Stream.
It sounds fantastic, and we want to thank him for making that investment so it'll sound great. It'll be like you're right there care, except you can have the popcorn and watch now. So coming up this Saturday, or you know, any day of this week pretty much, is the Love Independence Celebration. A little bit different than years past, but still, we're going to go on with it.
That's right. So I had high hopes for 2020's Love Independence Day because it was going. It's going to be our fifth anniversary, and we were going to, you know, really pull out all the stops. We were doing more housing projects than we've ever done. We were communicating with radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and everyone. And as I've said before, it is going to be a little bit different. But we are not going to let COVID-19 stop us from celebrating Love Independence. So as you mentioned, it will be a little bit different. We've encouraged everyone to already start sharing the love. We're going to talk about the food drive and some things that are already in place. But Saturday is really the official Love Independence Day, and we're encouraging everyone to get out and show your love. And, you know, it's trying times right now. It's hard. We have to social distance. Finances are tight for a lot of places. Businesses can't get out and do the things that they like to do because their employees are working from home. They're on furlough. They're laid off. I mean, there's just so many things that are happening right now. Our banks are crazy busy helping all of our businesses process their loan applications. I mean, everyone is just very, very busy. But we're just encouraging everyone to just take a moment and really focus on loving our community and loving each other. I think it will do the mind and body some good right now. So here are some things that you might consider. I have been walking with my mom every evening since all of this happened. And we see a lot of people out in the park and the zoo out walking. And while I do when I am out walking, whether we're in the neighborhoods or I've mentioned before, we walk in the cemetery, we walk in the park, you know, just lots of different places because of the wind and everything that's blowing everything around, you see trash. So what a great way to take a walk, but take a sack with you and pick up trash while you're out. Maybe make a family walk day on Saturday and everyone get a sack and walk your own neighborhood or walk the park and the zoo or walk somewhere downtown and pick up trash. It's a great way to stay healthy and beautify your community. Another thing to consider is to place an online order from one of our small businesses and maybe have the item shipped to someone else. So it's a great way to support your small businesses and provide kind of a surprise gift to somebody. You know, I'm watching Magnolia Scents by Design, and they're creating all their own custom hand sanitizer. You know, and what a great gift.
Absolutely.
You know, order some for yourself and send some to somebody else, or send candles or send candy or send, you know, whatever. Just go on, send a gift certificate to, you know, we have lots of clothing boutiques in town, lots of gift stores and coffee shops. Order up some gift certificates and gift cards and have them shipped to somebody else as kind of, like I said, a surprise gift. Send someone a note of appreciation or encouragement or thanks. You know, it's kind of a lost art. We don't do it as much as we used to do it. And so it's a great way to show someone that you love. And truly nothing's more fun than getting something in your mailbox that looks like a thank you card or a note card than a bill. So,
and handwritten as well. Those are really cool.
That's right. That's right. So here's a free one. Pay someone a compliment. Just say something nice to somebody. Pay it forward. We know this to be so true. Pay it forward in the drive-thru, or now pay it forward at curbside. You know, when you go pick up your pizza, pay for the person's, you know, the next order, the next curbside delivery. And pay for somebody's groceries. Maybe you're in the grocery store and maybe you have some extra money. So pay for somebody's groceries. Or maybe you don't have enough to pay for someone's entire grocery bill, but you have an extra $10 in your wallet or an extra $5. You know, just lay it down and put it towards the person behind you's bill or the person in front of you's bill, however you want to do that. So that's a great way to just give an extra surprise to somebody. You know, go grab some flowers and drop off on somebody's porch. You know, landscape businesses are open, TLC and Winkleman's. You know, grab some potted plants and just Put them on somebody's front porch.
Random acts of kindness.
Donate to AWOL or donate to your food pantry, which is one of the things we were talking about, is the food drive that we've been doing. So we've mentioned this now for a few weeks, Kyle, but it's still important that we replenish the food at the Community Access Center's food pantry. So be sure and drop your food off at the Chamber, 616 North Penn Avenue. Again, as I've mentioned before, canned vegetables and fruits, soup, canned chicken and tuna, pasta. As I mentioned before, the kids are home, you know, and they're probably eating their parents out of house and home. So,
believe me, the week I had my kids, I definitely relate to that.
Yeah, you needed to refill your pantry, too. Yeah. So peanut butter, breakfast cereal, those kinds of things. And if you're a local business and maybe you have some things that you've collected from your employees and they've been bringing things, call Brian Norvell at the Hub Church, 926-0708, and he will do delivery service for you. So don't forget those in need. When you're at the grocery store this weekend getting your groceries, or if you're going tonight, whenever you're going, throw in some extra non-perishables and drop them by the chamber office so that we can help keep the food pantry full.
Yeah, I had them for spring break. They're 10 and 12. They ate everything. I think they even ate the containers that came in. I'm just like, guys, where are you putting this at? They're like, we don't know. Well, this past week, last Thursday, in fact, and I was there, I saw you there as well. You guys had the Hero Honk last week, and it looked like it was very, very successful.
It was. So I wanted to give a shout out to everybody who carved out some time out of their evening to participate in the Hero Honk. I did, as you said, I did see you there live streaming. We organized the Hero Honk. We met in the MatCor parking lot. There were well over, probably close to 55 cars, and not a soul got out of the car. I was the only person out of my car.
Yeah, you're organizing. Out there
the lines, yes. And everybody else was in their car. I saw no cars that were packed full of, you know, people that didn't belong to each other. I saw lots of moms and dads with their kids and lots of families. So it was fun
cars
to see.
Cars were decorated, which was very cool to
fun
see.
Fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So everyone pulled out. We drove by, and we had a great response thanking the fire, EMS, the police, the dispatch, and the healthcare workers at the ER. And you can go check that out on the Chamber's Facebook page, Get Independence, the city posted page, pictures, lots of really good information. But I wanted to backtrack and give a shout out about this, because when we put this out here that we were doing it, I got a lot of great responses on our Facebook page saying, you know, there are so many other unseen heroes. You should recognize, you know, our frontline workers. And they mentioned all the different categories. And I couldn't agree with them more. The unfortunate piece is we can't just all be, you know, organizing events and driving from here and there and everywhere, because a lot of places are not centrally located. It's hard to sometimes drive by, and it's hard to do it at a time where everyone's going to be there, and logistically parking lots and pulling out onto highways. It's just hard. Mm-hmm. And we had a parade of love that I had mapped out what I thought was going to be a great route, a parade of love that was going to go by all of the care facilities, the long-term healthcare facilities, as well as the high school. And I think I mentioned this before, but we canceled it because it was right before it was supposed to happen was when the governor put out an additional mandate. And so we just didn't feel like it was the right thing to do to encourage people. It was okay to encourage people to drive, but we were afraid it was going to generate gatherings. And so we didn't do it. So anyway, I say that because everybody is spot on. All of these unseen frontline workers, unseen heroes, frontline workers definitely need to be recognized. So I encourage you to think about them during Love Independence Weekend. You know, think about those people that are working in our grocery stores, our convenience stores, the long-term healthcare providers, all of the unseen heroes that are out there, that the banks, you know, all of the tellers and the bankers and everybody that stayed on the job, provided services for us during this time. So write them a thank you note, verbally say thank you to them, tell them how much you appreciate them staying on the job. And they, we know that's can be a health hazard and those kinds of things. But one thing that in particular we're doing is medical lodges. So they had this great idea to do a drive-by for their healthcare workers and their residents. And it's going to be this Friday. and it's from noon to one. So it makes it nice. Like, I've already got it in my planner and on my phone to remind me to jump in my car at lunchtime and drive by Medical Lodges. They're at 1000 Mulberry Street, and just honk my horn. And by honking my horn, what I'm saying is thank you to all of the healthcare workers inside that facility, and give a wave to all of the residents who have been, you know, confined to their rooms for this period of time. It's been hard on them. So we're wanting to give a big shout out to the healthcare workers at Medical Lodges on Friday the 24th from noon to one. You just, like I said, you drive by, you honk your horn, you wave. You can decorate your car, make a poster, you know, whatever, but do that. And then, because Megan had this great idea and we had planned to do our Parade of Love, which I said before got canceled, I gave her a call and I said, you know, would it be okay if we take that idea and push it into Saturday and do all of the healthcare facilities? I mean, the long-term care facilities, of which we have six. And so that's what we're going to do. We're still going to drive by Medical Lodges. We can drive by them both days, actually, and give them a little love twice over. But we're going to go to Country Place Senior Living. So this is Saturday from 12 to 1. You can go to all six of these places. So Country Place Senior Living, Eagle Estates, Grand Villas, Medical Lodges, Montgomery Place, and the Gansel House. So it's on our Facebook page, Get Independence. It's all of the addresses are there, and we're going to just keep sharing it out on social media. And be sure and just drive by. And again, 12 o'clock. So they're getting all the residents out because that's normally lunchtime. They're going to remind them to kind of look out their windows and watch as cars drive by. So I just ask that everyone think about these workers in particular and these residents, and jump in the car at noon on Saturday and cruise around Independence with your kiddos and honk your horn and tell them how much you appreciate them.
Absolutely. You know, and you know both the healthcare workers and the residents will absolutely love seeing that. So, even though we still have the COVID-19 going on, still lots of stuff going on that we're still able to do, where we don't have to be completely cooped up. We can still get out and still do a few things. So, Lisa, I appreciate you coming on today, and we look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday.
I'll be back. Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Here's some Fox News.